Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I want to thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com to this Holy Mass. I'm pleased to be able to celebrate this Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. Today we celebrate a feast in the church, the feast of St. Matthew. He was an apostle. He was an evangelist. Matthew was a former tax collector from Capernaum who was called by Jesus to be his disciples. He is the patron saint of accountants, of Italy, bankers, and tax collectors. And so we begin our prayer together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
And with your
as we gather for the celebration of our Eucharist, but before we dare go any further, we need to take a moment acknowledging our own sinfulness before the Lord. We do that by examining our conscience. We seek God's forgiveness, God's grace and mercy, as we need this in a moment of quiet reflection. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And now assured that we have received that forgiveness, we praise and we thank our God with a prayer. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of good will. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who with untold mercy were pleased to choose as an apostle St. Matthew the tax collector, grant that sustained by his example and intercession, we may merit to hold firm in following you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, I, a prisoner of the Lord, urge you to live in a manner worthy of the call that you have received, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another through love, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace, one body and one Spirit, as you were also called to the one hope of your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. And he gave some as apostles, others as prophets, others as evangelists, others as pastors and teachers, to equip the holy ones for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of faith and knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the extent of the full nature of Christ, the word of the Lord. Their message goes out through all the earth. Their message goes out through all the earth. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day pours out the word today, and night to night imparts knowledge. Their message goes out through all the earth. Not a word nor a discourse whose voice is not heard. Through all the earth their voice resounds, and to the ends of the world their message. Their message goes out through all the earth. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. We praise you, O God. We acclaim you as Lord. The glorious company of apostles praise you. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. My friends, the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at a customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and he followed him. When he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this, and they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus heard this, and he said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice.' I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. They always say that the first assignment that a priest is given by the bishop to which parish he might go would be the love of his life, the first love, St. Matthew's in Alloway on Webster Avenue in 1976. And so this feast has always kind of had an importance, at least in my life, as the beginning of ministry as a priest. And Jesus calls people in very unremarkable fashion. We can go through all the disciples that were called, and nothing stands out as being really flashy. He comes up to Matthew at the customs post. He's collecting taxes, probably, and says, "Come, follow me." And he says that to every single one of us undramatically. And then we have to make the decision, like Matthew did, to follow Jesus or not to follow Jesus. Usually in a gospel, the most important line comes right at the end. And it does in this gospel that is assigned to this feast day of St. Matthew. "I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." He came to call sinners. And we're all sinners. And we all sin one way or the other. And we have been called by Jesus to follow him right now as we live our lives out in the year 2022. We're his disciples just like Matthew was. That responsorial psalm that was just prayed, their message goes out through all the earth. That message was first delivered by Jesus through the apostles to the disciples and down through the centuries. And it falls now on us to continue that message, not just to keep it to ourselves, but to pray that we'll spread the word of Jesus to others that we come in contact with day in and day out. In just a moment of quiet prayer, we bow our heads for a moment, thanking God for the graces that we have in following him and praying that we always will set the example of his message being far more important than any other message. We now take this time that is given to us, offering to our loving God the needs, the prayers, the petitions we bring. For Pope Francis and for all of our bishops and priests, that in the imitation of St. Matthew, They will give their lives generously for the gospel, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who seek financial gain above all else, that through the intercession of St. Matthew, there will be conversions of hearts toward the riches of life in Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those around the world who struggle for religious freedom, and for those who have laid down their lives in witness to the faith, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an end to abortion and all crimes against the dignity of human life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in vocations to priesthood and religious life, to the diaconate, we pray for those men and women who are discerning a vocation in the church. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of Cardinal Blaise Kupich of the Archdiocese of Chicago, who celebrates his Episcopal anniversary today, and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that you do hear these prayers of ours, those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts left unsaid. Please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that you know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. As we celebrate anew the memory of St. Matthew, we bring you sacrifices and prayers, O Lord, humbly imploring you to look kindly on your church, whose faith that you have nourished by the preaching of the apostles, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you, Eternal Shepherd, do not desert your flock, but through the blessed apostles like Matthew, watch over it and protect it always, so that it may be governed by those that you have appointed shepherds to lead it in the name of your Son. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we pray the prayer of your glory as without end we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. Then once more, giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, David our Bishop, the clergy, the religious, all who minister in the church. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face and have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with St. Matthew particularly, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And please share with one another a sign of peace. And together we pray, O Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Lord Jesus Christ, with faith and love and mercy in your body and under you. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For those of you who are watching or listening to this Holy Mass, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
Amen.
Thank you. And let us pray. Sharing in that saving joy, O Lord, with which St. Matthew welcomed the Savior as a guest in his home, we pray, grant that we may always be renewed by the food that we receive from Christ, who came to call not the just, but sinners to salvation, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. We bow our heads and we ask God to bless us. And after each of these invocations, would you please respond, Amen. May God, who has granted you to stand firm on apostolic foundations, graciously bless you through the glorious merits of the Apostle Matthew. Amen.
Amen.
And may he who endowed you with the teaching and the example of the apostles make you under their protection witnesses to the truth before all.
Amen.
So that through the intercession of the apostles, you may inherit the eternal homeland, for by their teaching you possess the firmness of faith.
Amen.
And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Our Mass and our celebration is ending. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I want to thank you for joining us here for Mass today on Relevant Radio. I hope that you will join us again tomorrow at noon central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky this evening at 7 o'clock p.m. for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for the Faith Explained. A prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. A prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end the contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And on this Wednesday, a litany of St. Joseph. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
God, our Father in heaven.
Have mercy on us.
God, the Son, Redeemer of the world.
Have mercy on us.
God, the Holy Spirit.
Have mercy on us.
Holy Trinity, one God.
Have mercy on us.
Holy Mary.
Pray for us.
Saint Joseph.
Pray for us.
Noble Son of the House of David.
Pray for us.
Light of Patriarchs.
Pray for us.
Husband of the Mother of God.
Pray for us.
Guardian of the Virgin.
Pray for us.
Foster Father of the Son of God.
Pray for us.
Faithful Guardian of Christ.
Pray for us.
Head of the Holy Family.
Pray for us.
Joseph, chaste and just.
Pray for us.
Joseph, prudent and brave.
Pray for us.
Joseph, obedient and loyal.
Pray for us.
Pattern of patience.
Pray for us.
Lover of poverty.
Pray for us.
Model of workers.
Pray for us.
Example to parents.
Pray for us.
Guardian of virgins.
Pray for us.
Pillar of family life.
Pray for us.
Comfort of the troubled.
Pray for us.
Hope of the sick.
Pray for us.
Patron of the dying.
Pray for us.
Terror of evil spirits.
Pray for us.
Head of Relevant Radio.
Pray for us.
Protector of the church.
Pray for us.
Protector of the Redeemer.
Pray for us.
Servant of Christ.
Pray for us.
Minister of salvation. Support in difficulty.
Pray for us.
Patron of refugees.
Pray for us.
Patron of the afflicted.
Pray for us.
Patron of the poor.
Pray for us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Spare us, Lord Jesus.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Gracious Savior, Lord Jesus.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Have mercy on us, Lord Jesus.
God made him master of his household. Let us pray. God, in your infinite wisdom and love, you chose Joseph to be the husband of Mary, the mother of your son. May we have the help of his prayers in heaven and enjoy his protection here on earth. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer. The Patrick Madrid Show.
The Daily Wire has got an interesting article about how five biological males won 2021 women-only contest. So, for example, Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services Rachel Levine, a biological man, was named Woman of the Year by USA Today. Yay! Golden Globes, Best Actress, was won by a dude, Michaela J. Rodriguez, with the distinction of Best Actress in a Television Drama. The only problem is that Rodriguez is a man. Yay! New Zealand, Sportswoman of the Year, won by Laurel Hubbard. The first male-to-female transgender individual to compete in a women's Olympic event was named Sportswoman of the Year. Yay! Jeopardy! Winningest female ever! Oh, wait a minute. No. It's another man. Yay! Nevada's Miss USA? You guessed it.
At the intersection of faith and culture.
The Patrick Madrid Show.
Yay!
8 a.m. Central.
On Relevant Radio.